Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, cash cattle trade has once again made it to Friday with no sense of direction or market activity. Packers are expected to be offering bids through the day, but don't expect early bids to be anything to gain the attention of feeders. Sharp pullback in futures trade yesterday may be what packers need to shake loose cattle from higher asking prices. It's likely the trade will not develop, though, until late today. Futures are expected to start lower as traders enter the market with a new month on the books. The focus on short covering is expected to get the attention of most traders. Some additional buyer support's likely to move into the market ahead of the weekend, leaving prices generally unsettled through most of the day. Now, the cash hog prices are steady to a dollar lower, with most bids steady here today. The strong pressure in futures trade is expected to add even more uncertainty to the overall cash complex here at the end of the week. Now, even with traders moving into a new month, the expectation is that active trade may not develop until early next week. On the grains, wheat prices are higher this morning on optimism from the trade talks and firming cash markets both domestically and at export hubs. Wheat bulls do seem disappointed by the lack of concern toward the record low temperatures across soft red winter wheat country and the possibility of winter kill. Each year, the winter kill card gets played, and each year it turns out to be a non-event. Now, corn prices are a bit firmer this morning, and that's beginning the month of February on a better note than the way January ended. For the month of January, March corn closed up about $1.50, despite having a range of 13 cents. And soybeans are stronger overnight on statements made from the White House, as bulls got just enough assurance China would continue buying U.S. soybeans. Details were lacking, as we've gotten all too used to this in the trade war, but the figure of 5 million metric tons was thrown out once again. The 5 million metric ton of somewhat known purchases, along with the recently announced 5 million metric tons, would put the total Chinese haul at 10, rumored back in December. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, February live cattle was down 135 yesterday at 124.80. April down 175 at 126.30. March feeder cattle down 175, 142.55. April down 155, 144.27. February hogs down 120 at 56.25. Kansas City wheat, March was down 3.25 yesterday at 4.99. May was down 3.25 at 5.08¾. Chicago wheat, March down 0.25, 5.16½. May was down 3/4 at 5.21¾. March corn down 4¾ at 3.76½. May was down 4.5 at 3.85¼. March soybeans down 5¾ at 9.15¼. May down 5¾ at 9.29¼. And March cotton up 4 cents yesterday, 74.40. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.